morning again, Gavin. A month before they begin their Nations League campaign, the Republic of Ireland's women's soccer team have a new manager. Carla Ward has been appointed to succeed Eileen Gleeson. Gleeson was given just one campaign covering the Euro qualifiers, and Ward has also been given a short-term contract running up to the end of the World Cup cycle in 2 years' time. RTE analyst and former Irish international Maeve de Bourcke fears that because it's such a short arrangement, Ward's appointment won't do much for the development of grassroots football.
Carla will be looking to recruit potentially, you know, girls who will be eligible to play for Ireland too, that might have played perhaps at England underage or that type of thing too. I'm sure she'll be trying to recruit, like any manager is always trying to improve what they have, and particularly with our, you know, recent retirements. She has such a short-term contract, and that's the unfortunate side of it. She's only, you know, she's her contract runs till the end of the 2027 World Cup campaign. So as much as she might like to say that she'll be interested in developing it from the grassroots up, I don't think they can be too long-term looking as a manager. I think they have to be very short-term focused. But I think that's why the head of women's and girls football role that, you know, we go on about a lot is really vital. And that can be more kind of medium to long-term looking at trying to develop the league, the women's Premier Division, and, you know, get the players coming through the pathway in the right way.
That's Maeve de Bourcke, that first match coming up against Turkey in the middle of next month. Alejandro Trossard struck the winner as Arsenal came from a goal down to beat Spurs 2-1 in the Premier League. The Gunners are second in the table, 4 points behind the leaders Liverpool, who have a game in hand. The second coming of David Moyes failed to inspire Everton as they lost 1-0 at home to Aston Villa. Newcastle eased to a 3-0 win over Wolves at St James's Park, and Crystal Palace registered a 2-0 win at Leicester. The BBC has announced who will be taking over from Gary Lineker as presenter of Match of the Day. There will now be three presenters instead of one on a rota system: Gabby Logan, Kelly Cates and Mark Chapman. Analysis of the move by media experts is suggesting that management of the BBC were keen for the brand not to be associated with a single name. Although it could just be a case that they couldn't make their minds up who to give the gig to, and they said, we'll give them all a go.
They all work with other people now. Will they be allowed to continue doing that, I wonder?
Yes, well, Kelly has worked with Sky, and the arrangement is she'll stay with Sky and she'll do her BBC
Mark
work.
Chapman does too, doesn't he?
Yeah. And obviously Gabby's busy doing the rugby and the athletics. Supremely talented presenter, always on top of her brief. So, yeah, they will divide it up between them. We'll turn to golf now, and Tom McKibben has had his card marked by his mentor Rory McIlroy as the young County Down golfer weighs up a lucrative move to the Saudi-funded LIV Golf. McIlroy has been a close advisor of McKibben for some time, but he told reporters yesterday that he'd made it clear to McKibben that he'd be losing a lot by signing up for LIV.
I've known Tom since he was, I don't know, 10 years old, 11 years old. And as soon as he got the offer, he rang me. We had a really good conversation, and I talked to him multiple times over the course of December to sort of get a feel for what he was thinking and obviously what he was going to do. And all I could do is give my perspective. Look, I said to him, if I were in your shoes, I would make a different choice than the one you're thinking of making. I think working so hard to get your tour card in the States, something that he really did to achieve that goal last year, you know, was a big achievement. And I just think what he potentially is sacrificing and giving up with access to majors, potential Ryder Cup spot. Personally, for me, it would be a little disappointing if it were to happen. I just feel like he's giving up a lot to not really benefit that much. I definitely think he can be a top 10 player in the world, but obviously his ranking won't show that for the next couple of years if he makes one decision over another.
Rory not mincing his words there. Now, Padraig Harrington opened with a 2-under par 70 at the Dubai Desert Classic and is 5 strokes off the lead. A double bogey on his fourth last hole saw Tom McKibben drop back to 2-under par, and also on the 2-under par mark is Rory McIlroy. He's played 16 holes. The most encouraging aspect of Ireland's Six Nations squad announced yesterday was the inclusion of hooker Dan Sheehan, who hasn't played since sustaining an anterior cruciate ligament injury against South Africa in July. His progress with Leinster over the next few weeks will be closely monitored. World champion Kyron Wilson beat Zhang Anda by 6-4 to reach the quarterfinals of the Masters at Alexandra Palace. Luca Brazel was a 6-3 winner against Chris Wakelin. Emma Raducanu overcame a hip problem to eliminate American Amanda Anisimova in straight sets at the Australian Open. Her third round opponent will be the world number 2 Iga Swiatek. Chris Eubank Jr. will fight Conor Benn in their long awaited showdown in April in London. Promoter Eddie Hearn confirmed that contracts have been signed. And finally, the Ireland women's cricket team suffered a 3-0 series whitewash, losing the final one day international to India by 304 runs.